Welcome, everybody, to the On the Quad podcast. I am Dave Miller, college football writer and editor at the National Football Post. It is Thursday, January 17th, and this is going to be a Manti Te'o free show. So many unanswered questions. The people I usually talk to at Notre Dame aren't talking. Again, just way too many unanswered questions. I have my own theories, but who knows if those are legit or what. We will find out hopefully more answers as the days go by. Coming to you today to talk about two possible assistant coaching positions that could be open. We know the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars have now brought in Gus Bradley to be their new head coach. And there is an opening for the Seattle Seahawks defensive coordinator position. And one guy who's being linked there is Florida DC Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn spent time in Seattle for two seasons, was a defensive line coach, and there's talk that he could possibly make the move back to the NFL and take over Gus Bradley's old DC position. There's also talk that Dan Quinn could be in play for the defensive coordinator position at Jacksonville, where Bradley is the new head coach. There's a feeling that Quinn wouldn't mind getting back to the NFL. He loves what he's doing as Florida's defensive coordinator right now. Even though the Gators will lose some material to the NFL draft early entrant, there's always material to work with at Florida. So Dan Quinn, that's a name to keep an eye on. If Quinn did make the leap to either the Seahawks or the Jaguars to take over as DC, I think that Will Muschamp, Florida obviously is a national player and they can go out and do a national search, but I almost think that maybe Will Muschamp would think about calling the defensive signals if Quinn left. So that's something to keep an eye on if you're a Gator fan. Another coordinator who could be on the move, Todd Grantham at Georgia. Now, Grantham is another hot name along with Dan Quinn. We know that Grantham wants to be a head coach. And there's talk that maybe if he moves to the NFL, remains a defensive coordinator, he would have a better shot at getting a head gig than staying at Georgia as a DC. He's done wonders with the Bulldogs. He loves Georgia. But Chip Kelly reportedly is trying to woo Todd Grantham to come to Philly. Philadelphia has their sights set on running the 3-4 defense. We know Grantham's a 3-4 guy. The Eagles are going to have to bring in, obviously, a strong nose tackle. Chip Kelly reportedly is putting the full court press on Todd Grantham to become defensive coordinator of the Eagles. And if Grantham wants to be a head coach, which I'm being told, it might make more sense to be DC with the Eagles for a couple years at the NFL level and then maybe get his big break to be an NFL head coach. So that's something to keep an eye on. In yesterday's show, I mentioned how I do believe Mark Helfrich will be the next head coach at Oregon if Chris Peterson says no. I do believe that Chris Peterson will have a tough decision to make because I do think the Oregon job is his to lose. But there is Oregon state law, which I forgot to mention yesterday's show. I overlooked that. Oregon has to do due diligence, honor state hiring requirements before naming any head coach. So, defensive coordinator Nick Aliotti will be involved. Former Oregon head coach Mike Bellotti, and of course Helfrich. I do believe, like I said on yesterday's show, Helfrich will eventually be the new head coach at Oregon, but that's only because I think Chris Peterson doesn't believe it's the right time or place. As I mentioned, though, former assistant with the Ducks for 6 years, and Eugene's the one spot he would leave Boise for. I just don't think it's going to happen this offseason. You can follow me on Twitter at @Miller_Dave. Again, I am Dave Miller, college football writer and editor of the National Football Post. You can find my stuff under the Columns tab, the College Football Report. This has been the On the Quad podcast.